Is it possible to play and enjoy different pieces of music from different eras based on different senses of life? And he gives the example of Baroque music and Romantic music. Absolutely, yes. A philosophy cannot deny you the right to enjoy any work of art if it's not one of these modern, non-objective music. Because that is not art, that is nihilism. But there's no reason why, particularly in the case of music, we don't even have an objective vocabulary to say what one piece means as against another and what sense of life it conveys. You can ask yourself, do you like each period with the same intensity, with the same personal intimacy? If you like one more than another, then you're showing a direction of your sense of life. But maybe you hear the same thing in both. No one can criticize you for that at our present stage of knowledge. It is your prerogative in any art, if you interpret it objectively, and of course music, we can't do that yet, but if you interpret it objectively, to respond to it, what you should be able to do is say why you respond to it. Now, if you respond to it because it represents the destruction of life, then what's wrong is not your response, but that is a motivating premise that you hold, which will have all kind of different manifestations. But now, for instance, take Anna Karenina, a novel by Tolstoy, which Ayn Rand called the most evil novel ever written, with which I agree, and nevertheless I read it with suspense and interest all the way through, because of the tremendous purposefulness of the writing, which I admired and wished that I could write that way. So it depends on what you're looking for. Obviously, I didn't read it in order to relish when the heroine throws herself under the train at the end. But the steps by which he got her to do that, I admired. I even enjoyed. Now, I don't think it's the kind of book I would read over and over again, but it's certainly not an objectivist viewpoint.